Happy Thursday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today's July 29th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about employees at Ubisoft voicing their support for the folks at Activision Blizzard, Kenna Bridges' spirits getting delayed, some industry vets opening yet another studio, and the August PlayStation Plus and Games with Gold titles have been announced. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that Ubisoft employees have begun to take action within their own company to enact change. This comes from Matt Kim at IGN. Nearly 500 Ubisoft employees have signed an open letter asserting solidarity with Activision Blizzard as employees from the latter company stage a walkout in protest. The letter from Ubisoft employees also criticizes their own company's handling of last year's sexual misconduct revelations. As reported by Axios and verified by IGN, current and former employees have signed an open letter establishing solidarity with Activision Blizzard employees and pushing back against its own management. Quote, "To the workers of Activision Blizzard, we hear you and want to loudly declare our solidarity with you," the letter begins. "Over the past week, the games industry has once again been rocked by revelations that have long been known by too many of us." The letter then addresses Ubisoft's management, claiming the company has failed to properly address the discrimination and harassment within its own workforce a year after details regarding Ubisoft's working conditions were revealed. Quote, "We've seen nothing more than a year of kind words, empty promises, and an inability or unwillingness to remove known offenders," the letter states. "We no longer trust your commitment to address these issues at their core. You need to do more." The letter accuses Ubisoft management of only firing the most public offenders, while others were asked to resign or were promoted and moved to a different studio or another team. Undersigned Ubisoft employees are asking for Ubisoft, Activision Blizzard, and other major developers and publishers to agree to a set of standardized rules and processes that include employees in non-management positions to have a say, as well as union representation. Ubisoft has been criticized pretty frequently over the last year for the way that they handled their misconduct and harassment allegations. They basically, like the article mentions, let some of these known offenders stay in positions of power or even get promoted from there. They just haven't handled it well at all. And now Ubisoft employees are taking this empowering moment to speak up for themselves and jump on this with the Activision Blizzard employees and stand in solidarity and try to enact real change within their companies and hopefully wider in the industry. And that is really the best they can be doing right now. Hopefully, like I said on yesterday's episode, this starts a snowball effect and more change is coming, because certainly not enough has been done yet, particularly at Ubisoft. Our second news story today is that Kenna Bridges' spirits has been delayed. This comes from Sean Prescott at PC Gamer. Kenna Bridges' Spirits, a lush action-adventure game starring a staff-wielding spirit guide, has been delayed a second time. Originally scheduled to release in 2020 but delayed due to the pandemic, the game is once again shifted from August 28th to September 21st. Quote, "We've made the difficult decision to delay the release of Kenna until September 21st to polish the game across all platforms," studio The Ember Lab tweeted. "The team has been working extremely hard, and we feel the extra time is critical to ensure the best experience possible. We know many of you are eager to play, and we appreciate your patience as the team continues to work on delivering the best version of Kenna." This is one of the games that was revealed with the PlayStation 5. People have been really excited about it for the last year, and honestly, another month delay just to polish it up, not a huge deal. It's not like they're delaying it months and months or even into next year. Our third news story of the day is that yet another new studio is opening from a bunch of industry veterans. This comes from Austin Goslin at Polygon. A team of veteran game developers who previously worked at a variety of companies, including Infinity Ward and Naughty Dog, announced the creation of That's No Moon, a new independent development studio, on Wednesday. The studio will be focused on making single-player games, starting out with something in the action-adventure genre, which shouldn't come as a surprise considering that the studio's team includes developers from franchises like Uncharted and The Last of Us. That's No Moon is also partnering with Smilegate, the studio behind the multiplayer Crossfire franchise, which provided $100 million for its startup and first project. According to That's No Moon CEO Michael Mumbauer, former senior director of visual arts for Sony, the studio is well aware that the trend in gaming right now is multiplayer, but he thinks there's still plenty of room for great single-player experiences. Quote, "A lot of emphasis of late has been on massive multiplayer games as a service," Mumbauer said in a video interview with Polygon. "And for us, that's not the direction that we want our careers and our desires as storytellers to go. We're big proponents of the genre of single-player, narrative-driven experiences. It's something we feel passionate about. And frankly, it seems like there's still a lot of healthy appetite for those experiences. The sales figures don't seem to be going down on those games in the genre. So it was just a great time for us." And skipping ahead, the article goes through some of the other people that are on board at the company and interviews with them, but an interesting part I wanted to read is about some of the processes they're implementing to avoid crunch at the studio. "The team will break its games down into pieces, whether they're missions or levels or sections, and prioritize each element of those sections from highest priority to lowest, and work on them in that order. This way, when things come down to the wire, the lowest priority items can be cut, rather than leaving the team scrambling to complete key portions of the game at the last possible moment. Unfortunately, one thing that Kurosaki and Mumbauer didn't say was when we could expect That's No Moon's first game to be released. It's possible the studio's name and obvious reference to Star Wars could be a clue that it will be working on a galaxy far, far away, but That's No Moon hasn't announced any details like that about its first project. It is worth noting that Lucasfilm Games is now working with a wide variety of studios, not just EA, so a partnership on something Star Wars related wouldn't be out of the question. Then again, another recently formed studio with a Star Wars theme named Twin Suns Corp has already said that it's working on an original IP, so maybe it's just a nice name. And I think it's probably the latter. I doubt that a studio, even with this much talent right out of the gate, would get a Star Wars project, but who knows, maybe they have those connections and they're able to make it happen, which would be pretty cool. But there's a ton of talent at this studio. It sounds like they're coming at it from the right way in terms of crunch and culture at the company, and I'm really excited to see what they pump out in the next few years. And our fourth and final news story, that is that the August PlayStation Plus and Games with Gold games have been announced. On PlayStation, you'll get Hunter's Arena Legends, Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville, and Tennis World Tour 2, kind of a lackluster month for PlayStation compared to some of their recent offerings. And on Xbox, you'll get Darksiders 3, Lost Planet 3, Yooka-Laylee, and Garo Mark of the Wolves, which is actually better than usual for Games with Gold, so a little bit of a flip-flop this month. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of July 29th, 2021. If you like the show, please use a review on your preferred podcasting platform, and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.